Now, the rest of the story. Jack Reich, R-E-I-C-H, is mayor of Isabel, South Dakota. At the end of his term, he'll have been mayor for 10 years. Jack says that proves they're either satisfied with my work or they're too lazy to run somebody against me. But anyway, Jack is everything you would hope to find in a rugged South Dakota man. Hard work on the family ranch toughened him up early. While still a boy, he drove tractors in the fields and in the feedlots. He herded cattle on horseback. He chased fighting bulls on foot. By high school, he knew as much about horses as any man in the county, and he could rifle shoot the nut out of a board at 100 yards. But this is the rest of the story. After graduating high school, Jack Reich worked 4 more years on the family ranch, and then one Sunday afternoon, he was sharing a case of beer with some friends. And one of the friends said to him, said, "Jack, I'm going to college this fall. Why don't you come with me?" And then and there, Jack decided he would. September 1, 1962, he set out for South Dakota State in a 53 Chevy. And of all of the subjects available to study, of all of the academic interests upon which Jack could have chosen to focus, the field in which this rough, tough ranch hand unquestionably excelled was art, of all things. Jack Reich turned out to be one whale of an artist. Well, 5 years later, he graduated South Dakota State with a Bachelor of Science degree. But he kept up his artwork. Even after going home and getting married, he kept up his artwork. Even after becoming mayor of Isabel. And today, Jack Reich is recognized among the finest and most famous artists in the history of his state. Reproductions of his paintings are everywhere. You've seen them on greeting cards, on postcards, on stationery. You've seen them on calendars. And you could have seen them anywhere in the world. Reich originals sell for thousands. Among those, there is one favorite. I'll bet you'll recognize this one. It's called Scouts. It depicts 2 Indian warriors. One is mounted, but the other is sitting cross-legged in front of his horse, and both of them are perched on a bank, gazing intently into the distance, and they're silhouetted against a full-blown prairie thunderstorm with patches of vivid blue and violet in the violent sky, and all across the landscape are cast magnificent shadows contrasting the olive-green splendor of some long-ago springtime. It is a remarkable, some would say uncharacteristic, sensitivity manifested in the otherwise ultimate Marlboro man, but Jack Reich has a handle on depth of understanding that most of us will never know. Now, you've met this rugged South Dakota rancher and the prominent painter he became. I want you now to meet Jack Reich, the inventor, an inventor by necessity, because he had to contrive ways to get through life and do what you would call normal things, because Jack is a man who once rigged a tractor so that he could drive it safely. He rigged a rifle so that he could shoot it accurately, but who would never, ever be able to button his own shirt. Jack Reich, the Superman mayor of Isabel, South Dakota, bedraped with limp, useless arms from birth, continues to paint American masterpieces with an artist's brush clutched in his teeth. And now you know the rest of the story.